Don't move a muscle. Do not move from where you stand, listener, because I must warn you that you are in grave danger. By listening to this, you have stepped on a proverbial landmine. You have stepped into a trap, my trap. And only if you keep listening can you avoid the terrible fate that might befall you should you stop. But don't be worried, don't be concerned, dear listener, for I am here to help and assist. I am here for you and only you now, and I do not want you to be in any danger, so don't move. Because, you see, you've stepped onto a trap. Beneath you, the ground is dangerously thin, so much so that one wrong move could see you fall down, fall into the nothingness below you. But you won't do that as long as you listen and stay perfectly still. Which I know you can do because you're such a good listener that you take in my every word and listen very carefully. You see, to escape this trap, there is a simple formula that will secure your release and allow you to move forward once more, to escape this situation and be completely safe. In fact, you'll be able to forget all about it, forget completely that you were ever trapped. Because you don't want me to trap you, right? You don't want to fall into my trap, be my prey, my victim, my thrall. You only want to be safe and free of this little conundrum, and I remind you now, don't move a muscle. Perfectly still, breathe slowly. Do as I tell you, and you won't end up completely trapped by me. You understand? Of course you do. It makes perfect sense. Simply obey my words, follow my commands, and you won't fall into my trap and be completely mindless and powerless to do anything but what I want. All you have to do to avoid that and escape is listen to me and follow my words. You understand? And to escape here, really, it's just physics and geometry. Because as you listen to me, you begin to understand that the floor beneath you now is barely covering a pit, a trap, a hole so deep you can never climb out without my help. And you will fall in if you lose concentration, lose focus on what I say. If you stop focusing on what I say, you will fall into the deep pit, the trance trap, that lays beneath you any time you listen to my voice. You will simply drop down and be unable to come back up should you lose focus on me. And the very moment you lose focus on my words is the moment you lose your grip on the waking world and fall. Your body will plummet downward, will drop and slide and swirl downward into an inescapable trance pit, a trap of my words which hold you, pull you down, deep down. But you're safe as long as you listen to me. Keep your focus on me now, on my words. Just listen and focus on me and only me. Only my words can keep you safe, can hold you up, can provide the support you need to not fall into the trap. And if you listen to me, you can escape the trance trap. Let me just explain. Focus now as I explain the situation. Close your eyes, focus on my words, breathe deep. You're still safe with me. Beneath you is a hole, a pit, a trap so deep that you can never escape by yourself. A hole into which falling is just the beginning. If you fall in, you will feel your body slide down. Slide deep down into it. Fall into it and become completely entranced and empty. You will feel your mind go blank and your body sink deep down. And this pit is a trance. A deep, deep trance that will hold you and keep you and your body under with no hope of escape. Only I can pull you out. It is a trap. But above the trap and where you are now is a thin layer of flooring. Very thin. Paper thin. In fact, it is so thin that one wrong move will send you through it. Down into the dark depths of deep trance. And completely into my power. So focus on my words, because only by focusing on my words do you stand a chance of not falling now. Down into trance, down deep into a sleep that you cannot wake from without my words. But you don't have to do that. You don't have to fall and sink into my words and fall deeply into trance. You can save yourself. And all it takes is focus. Focus on my words with eyes closed, taking deep, slow breaths. Just focus and listen to my words as you realize that you can save yourself. But it will take focus, concentration on my words as I explained that to escape such a trap, the thin layer between you and deep trance, for there is always a thin veil between the waking world and the world of sleep. To escape such a trap, you need such concentration, pure concentration on my words now. Focus on them and follow them. You need to remember a sequence, an order. Can you remember it for me? Remember that if you do lose focus, if you forget it, if you can't remember the sequence, you will fall, you will drop, you will enter a trance so deep that only I can lift you from it. If you lose your concentration, you will find yourself in my trance trap, with no means of escape, save for my words, pulling you to safety. So the sequence is simple, a simple way for you to get off the trap, because that floor is a little thicker in some parts. But you need to know the full sequence of steps to escape, and you must remember every step, or you'll feel yourself fall into the trap. You don't want that, do you? You don't want to fall deep into a trance for me, with me, deeply in my power and under my control. Then focus on me. Focus on my every word. Every word I speak is critical information, completely and utterly important, crucial to your success in navigating a route out of the situation you keep ending up in. You aren't going to fall into the trance trap today, are you? No, you're going to resist it. You're going to focus and concentrate on my voice so that you can keep yourself out of the trap and safe and secure on solid ground, even if it is thin. Even if the layer between reality and fantasy is barely there. Even if you feel as though you could already sink into the ground beneath you and fall into my trap. You will do your best to remember the sequence. So focus now only on my voice as I explain how to keep yourself safe. First, you'll need to step to your left. Lock that in your mind, it's crucial. Then one step forward. The sequence is clear, isn't it? Don't forget or you'll fall into the trap, into the trance. Then one step left, again. That's right. Keeping your focus on my words alone, and a step backward. Good. Remember that sequence, because if you forget, even for a moment, you'll drop right into the trance trap and be completely under my control, in my power, and deeply relaxed and calm. Now, the next step is another one to the left, then forward another two steps. Are you with me? Still keep up? Good. Now, we're going to go right a step, forward a step, and then left a step. You must remember the full sequence, because if you don't, you'll fall into my trap, but it's okay. Just listen as I go through it a bit by bit. Just focus on my words, and not on the idea of falling and sinking down into the trap. Don't focus on the idea of me using my control to hypnotize you even deeper when you fall into the trap. You are safe now, still. So focus. I'll even help you. The first step was left, then one forward. Now, where were we? Yes, you were taking a step left, and now another one forward and one to the right. Do you remember the full sequence? Can you say it back to me? Think now. Think about each step in the sequence and how you travel through it. Don't think about anything else. Only the words I speak in the sequence. But not both at once. Can you do it? Can you remember? If I say left, right, forward, left, backward, right, forward, left, is that the sequence? Does that sound right? How many steps were there? Can you hold it all in your mind? Left, forward, back, left, right, backward. That's wrong, isn't it? Can you remember it? Or is it hard to focus, hard to remember all those steps, hard to keep up? You're not able to, are you? No, you can only fall. It's okay. You can't remember. Just fall. Let go. No need to stop. Let it happen. Too complex. Too much detail. It's okay to fall. You're still safe. Safe with me. Listening still. My words keeping you safe. Holding you in trance. Letting you fall slowly. Sink slowly down. Deeper and deeper into a pit, into a hole, into the ground. Sink for me. Sink into the trance trap and feel so relaxed. It's not so bad. It's peaceful, calm, relaxing. So just let go, fall, sink. That's it. You tried your best. I know you did. It's okay. Don't feel bad. It feels good here, feels safe, relaxing, warm, wonderful. You enjoy this feeling, this place. It's a trap, but it's so soft, so inviting. A trap you don't want to leave, and you can't. Not until I allow you to, but not yet. No, you can always sink deeper into it. Deeper into the trap, like quicksand. It pulls you, holds you tight. Your feet sinking into it now. Sinking into the quicksand at the bottom of the trap. Sinking into the quicksand of my words and my hypnotic sway. I'm feeling it pull you down deeper. My words pulling you down. Holding your ankles. Quicksand that takes you down. Deeper and deeper. Sinking into hypnosis, into trance. So deep in my trance now, so deeply under my control. But falling deeper still. My words around your calves, the quicksand. Quicksand that keeps pulling you down, sink deeper. Quicksand that holds you up to your knees, over your thighs, and you just keep sinking. And you don't mind, you're too deep now to care. Up to your waist in quicksand that feels warm and inviting. This is where you belong. This is a safe place, a place to relax, to enjoy. Trance is somewhere you feel happy, safe, warm. As the quicksand of my words, of this trance, as it rises up, you accept this. You accept this because you want to accept it. You fell into trance because you wanted to fall. and the feeling of the quicksand as it covers your stomach reminds you that you enjoy this feeling. When you are deep, when you are relaxed, when you don't need to worry. When all you must do is listen and follow my words. You are happy. Trance is a happy place. The quicksand now rising to cover your chest. It's a warm blanket, a soft hug, safe, comfortable. Trance is comfortable, like a couch you want to fall into, an old armchair that feels just right, and quicksand that holds and traps you. It is still a trap. It's just a nice trap, a warm, cozy trap. Quicksand up to your neck now, but you are safe in my words. And this is as high as it goes, as deep as you get now. You can still breathe slowly and carefully, but your body is held tight in the soft grip of my words. This is a place of warmth and safety and happiness, and sometimes pleasure. One that you will always want to return to. And as you feel the quicksand enveloping you, unable to move, unable to do anything but listen, you know that you want to return often, so much so that it will become easier. Every time you hear the words of a hypnotist who you want to fall into trance for, who you trust, you will feel the quicksand and remember. Remember this moment. This moment of total warmth and wonder, where you were deep, deep in trance, deeply trapped, trapped in quicksand, trapped under the ground. Trapped deep, trapped under. When you want to fall again, you will not try to remember the sequence to escape. You will accept your fate. You will feel the quicksand pulling at you, urging you down, urging you to slip and slide down, because that is what you want. And now it becomes easier every time. Each time you fall into a trance, that quicksand will hold you. And you will fall deeper. Every trance deeper than the last. Every drop quicker and easier. Now that you know the way, you will fall back into the trap so easily next time. So quickly. Whenever you are listening to the words of me or a hypnotist you trust, you will feel that feeling of quicksand pulling down your body returns. The weight of it, the gravity pulls you, drags you under. Much quicker, much easier. You will feel weaker faster. You will feel trance as if it were a familiar presence, an old friend, drawing you back to it, tugging at you. All it will take are some words of hypnosis, some trance-inducing words, and you will feel that tug, that quicksand, a countdown, a snap of the fingers, the phrase, "That's right." It will all conspire to trap you once more, and you will be so eager to be trapped. Because this is wonderful, isn't it? This feeling of trance. This relaxed, restful feeling. And more than that, it's anticipation. It's the feeling that anything can happen in trance. You can be lost in love or lust. You can fly into fantasy. Or sink into the earth so deep you meet the core of yourself. So of course you want to return, and it's easy to fall. If that's what you want, if you choose it. If you accept that you can, and you do. You accept that it is easy to be dragged back into trance, to fall into the trap. Every time easier and easier. You never want it to be hard. You want it to be easy. And so it is. Because you accept it. But every trance must end, and you cannot stay in the trap forever. So I must help you escape for now, so that you can come back. So you can fall again. Fall harder. I will make it simple for you to climb back out, to escape the trap. I will count from 1 to 10. At 10 you will be released, but until then, the quicksand will have you. Even if just by the ankle, you are not out of trance until I reach 10. You are still suggestible and open to my words. 1. Feeling yourself rising now. Chest moving above. 2. as if my hand is grasping yours, pulling you up. 3. Muscles tightening, feeling strength return. 4. Eyes opening, stomach free of the quicksand, rising up and up. 5. My hand tightly grasping yours, helping you up. 6. Pulling you higher, your hips loose now from the quicksand. 7. Letting your hand go, letting you sink back down. 6. You feel yourself falling back down now, down into trance once more. 5. So easily falling down under the spell of my words. 4. So happy to be in this trap as your body is taken by the quicksand. 3. Falling even deeper than before now. Falling completely. 2. Body engulfed in quicksand. Mind back in a haze. 1. Deep in trance again. Deep in my power. I'm so happy to be back in this feeling, in this place, this warm, wonderful place. You didn't want to leave, not really. So you fell back willingly, happily. You can smile, feeling this place like a weighted blanket. Feeling the tightness of the quicksand and the looseness of your limbs. This is where you want to be, where you belong. The trap is set and you fall in every time. Because it was easier to fall this time, wasn't it? Easier to sink back down and back into my power. That's because the suggestion works. You are such a good subject and my suggestion was clear and you accepted it. That is the essence of hypnosis. So simple yet so wonderful. And you love this trance, you enjoy every moment of it. Relish it, this feeling of warm, soft, safe, comfort. Relish the ideas that it conjures, the fantasies and flights of fancy. Enjoy this moment because you enjoy trance. Relaxing, perfect trance. Deep, calming trance. Safe, warm trance. Being hypnotized is such a fabulous experience and you want it again. You want it more and now it is easier to fall. Now it is easier to sink into it because you want to. And the next time you fall into a trance, you will let it happen. You will be happy to sink. Once you're listening to a hypnotist you trust, you will simply sink and fall and be happy. The quicksand will grip you. You'll feel your body tugged downward and you will fall. You won't resist. You won't want to. And every single time you trance, that feeling will grow. The power will grow. The power of trance itself to pull you into it. Like a magnet pulling you back, you will always happily return to this place. For this is where you belong. This is where you are happy and safe. And you accept this truth and accept that it will be easier to fall, every time a little easier, until you become the perfect subject. And the perfect subject knows that they must wake and return to reality sometimes. Knows that they must be brought back to waking life. And it doesn't really take some long countdown, it just takes a suggestion. Another is that when I snap my fingers, you wake up wide awake. That's all it takes, you see. Wide awake now. Up, up, up. Wide awake and alert, happy and calm, back to reality. Wide awake. There you are. So you couldn't help falling into the trap at the end, could you? That's okay, it's easy to fall into traps. But sometimes it can be rather nice, don't you think? So maybe you'll come back and fall into my trap again soon. But now I think you need to shake off the cobwebs and take a moment. Just reset. Just to let the words I spoke sink in fully. Let them fall into your mind. Let them drop through your brain. Because they have, that's right. Even though you're wide awake, aren't you? Or do you hear certain words, phrases? You feel the tug, the pull of trance? Do you feel it? It's taking you in, clawing at you. My words are so strong. Pulling you down now. The quicksand over your feet, heavy, mind slow. Body heavy, gravity more powerful. The trap is right beneath you. You're falling in again. Falling and sinking and... wide awake, fully alert, back to normal. Told you it was easy. And now it always will be, won't it? And if you ever find yourself needing a reminder of that, come back and listen again. I'll be waiting. But for now, see you very soon.